person who has plenty of money but really hangs on to his money, won't spend a cent, you'd say that he's a...
He's tight or a miser.
Okay. Or that he's a...
Penny pincher.
Okay. And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Just a regular person.
Mm-hmm.
Just ordinary. Common in a sense. I don't use common, but common means bad people sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't use.
How do you mean it means bad people?
Well, it just means bad, like a bad woman or something that's common sometimes, kind of referred to.
Mm-hmm. And say if you're talking about an old person, like maybe someone up in their 80s who still does all the farm work or all the housework or whatever, you say he doesn't seem to get tired. You say, I don't care how old they are, he's still mighty.
Good health is what I think.
Uh-huh. Do you use the word like, say that they're lively, though? What? How would you say that?
I don't know.
Did you use the word like spry or...
Yeah, I'd use spry.
Mm-hmm. And say if children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Worried.
Or a little...
Uneasy.
Okay, and you say, oh, it's going to be all right, just don't...
Worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
Afraid.
And you might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she...
Used to be.
Okay. And, or you, if it was just the opposite of that, you say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
used to not be.
Okay. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes out and doesn't even lock the door, you'd say that he's mighty...
Trusting.
Or mighty what with his money?
Careless.
Okay. And, you might say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Funny.
Okay. Any other words you might use?
Crazy.
Anything else? Did you ever use the word queer or quar? Did you ever hear that used?
Yeah.
How would people use it?
Well, if anybody acts strange, I reckon they'd use it.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear old people use that word? Or?
I never paid any attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Does that word have a different meaning now?
I don't use it, so I don't know. Don't.
Well, say if you said someone was a queer, what would that mean?
Funny acting person. Peculiar acting.
And, say someone who makes up his own mind and then no one can argue with him. He won't change his mind.
Stubborn.
Huh?
Stubborn.
Okay. And, someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. Say that he was... Say you might tell someone, you better not tease him about that. He's awfully.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of a word.
Uh-huh. Would you say something like touch?
You mean touchy, something like that? But no, that's not what I was thinking of. Or something. I can't think of it now. I wouldn't say that. I don't think.
Something like feisty or testy or. Short
patient? No, I wouldn't.
and you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
mad or upset.
Okay. If someone's in sort of a bad temper all the time, you'd say that he's...
grouchy.
Okay. And, if someone's about to lose their temper, you'd tell them to just...
calm down.
Okay. And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
tired.
Or any other expressions you might use?
Exhausted.
Okay. Or if you were very, very tired, you'd say you were just completely...
exhausted.
Or completely...
worn out.
Okay.